File 8A, Listening. Speaker 1.
This was something that happened to a friend of mine. It was very late, about 11:30, and he was walking home from work. While he was going through the park, this guy came up to him and told him to give him all his money, which he did. Then, the guy asked him for his cell phone, but my friend refused to give it to him. So the guy hit him really hard and knocked him to the ground, breaking his arm. By the time my friend got to the hospital, he was in terrible pain. And later, the doctors told him he'd been really lucky. It just shows it's better not to try to be brave if something like that happens to you.
Speaker 2.
I don't know why, but I always seem to have my wallet stolen when I'm abroad. I guess it's because I'm speaking English, and I probably look like a tourist or something. The last time, I was in a very touristy street in the center of town, but luckily I wasn't carrying much in my wallet, just a few dollars. I've gotten so used to it now that I always take my personal documents out of my wallet and leave them in the hotel. That way, if I'm robbed, I only lose a little bit of money.
Speaker 3.
I did something really stupid once. I was traveling home by train, and I was really tired, so I fell asleep. Unfortunately, I left my bag with all my things in it on the floor, and I didn't notice when someone took it. I realized what had happened when I woke up, and as soon as the train arrived in the station, I went right to the police. Amazingly, the police found my bag. But of course, my wallet, my phone, and my MP3 player were all missing. I can't believe I was so stupid.
Speaker 4.
My mom was on vacation once with a group of friends. They were walking back to their beach condo when a thief tried to grab one of the women's bags. But she didn't let go and started screaming. The other women started screaming too, and all of them started hitting him. He ran away without the bag, and the group went into a cafe where the people had seen what had happened and all cheered for them. After that, they decided to get a taxi back to the beach condo.
Speaker 5.
I was sitting in a coffee shop once when I saw someone take one of the other customers' bags. The thief was with a friend on a motorcycle. The two of them drove up outside the cafe together, and then one of them jumped off and ran inside. He grabbed the first bag he came across and then ran back out of the door again. He jumped onto the back of the motorcycle, and the two of them rode off. It all happened so fast that nobody had a chance to react.